On a CIA assignment in Africa in late 1963, Stryker was quoted as saying, "One of the worst-kept secrets in the CIA is the truth about the president's murder." It wasn't Castro or the Russians. The men who killed Mr. Kennedy were CIA contract agents. John Kennedy's murder was a two-part conspiracy murder. One was the action end with the killers. The other was the deeper part, the acceptance and protection of that murder by the intelligence apparatus that controls the way the world operates. It had to happen. The man was too independent for his own good. No serious assassination researcher truly believes that Kennedy was killed solely by German Nazis. But as previously reported, men with Nazi connections, before, during, and after World War II, who were also members of secret societies, were most opposed to Kennedy's policies. They also had the power and influence to effect such an assassination, and certainly were capable of blocking any meaningful investigation, whether by government or the media, right up to today. It may not be sheer coincidence that the men most closely involved in the Warren Commission investigation of Kennedy's death were John J. McCloy and Alan Dulles, both men, as we have seen, with close Nazi connections, along with Gerald R. Ford, who was spying on the commission for J. Edgar Hoover. As noted by Professor Donald Gibson of the University of Pittsburgh, both of these men, McCloy and Dulles, had always been the establishment's men in government. They were not the government's men in the establishment. When McCloy served as a high commissioner in Germany, or as president of the World Bank, or as a member of the so-called Warren Commission, he did so as a servant of that ruling elite. His most extensive ties to that elite were to various Rockefeller family interests. The other leading figure on that commission, McCloy's longtime close friend, Alan Dulles, was also a man of the establishment, even though his name is almost always associated with the CIA. In his 1994 book, Battling Wall Street, The Kennedy Presidency, Gibson made a cogent argument that the primary factor behind the JFK assassination was that he was at loggerheads with the Wall Street establishment, those same globalist financiers who first promoted communism and then National Socialism. Prior to the Reagan administration, the Senate Committee on Governmental Affairs in 1980 produced a study titled Structure of Corporate Concentration.